Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Maria Boyington. We're talking to Jamil Menes. You're in the Bahamas. Where in the Bahamas are you, Jamil?
I'm currently located in Nassau, Bahamas, which is the capital city in the Bahamas.
If you were to describe what you're seeing there after Hurricane Dorian, what do you see?
What currently is going on, our island here in the Nassau was not, New Providence wasn't hit as badly as the island of Abaco and Grand Bahama. Those were the two islands hit with the major storm. What we're seeing now is that a lot of the people here on this island actually have family members on those two islands. And so a lot of the people here are just trying to reach out to find loved ones to see if they're okay. And the problem is that communications have been down. And so we cannot get a message out. You can't get a text or a phone call to your family members. A lot of their phones have died because, you know, there's no way for them to charge their phones. And so there's just a lot of uncertainty. A lot of people are, you know, you're trying to go about your business and go to work. But, you know, in the back of your head, you're still wondering if you have family members that are even alive.
Your father is quoted as calling it generational devastation. Your father, of course, Herbert Menes, the prime minister there. How devastating would you say it is at this juncture? I know we say 20 deaths.
It's at that point where really, you know, this is just the beginning of it. They're still in the search and rescue stage of it all. Luckily, you know, we have had assistance from the U.S. government as well as the British government to send in, you know, troopers and soldiers that have the resources and the helicopters to allow them to actually, you know, go about looking and searching. I know that my father did manage to, as soon as it was safe, travel by a helicopter to look at the extensive damage. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, something just unforeseen. It's, you know, devastating, the amount of damage that we've seen, the loss of homes, the, you know, just the complete, you know, obliteration of the islands. So it really, we don't know what the death toll is going to be at this point. It, you know, is as they go through and pretty much search every square inch of those islands to figure out what's going on, and they're trying to have a registry, so people are still out there looking for loved ones that they haven't heard from, and there's no telling, you know, what the final death count will be.
It is the destination for so many vacationers. You know, of course, it is your home, but for those outside of the Bahamas, they love it there. And now they're beginning to, you know, show you the love. How would you describe the help that is coming in and the conversations that you're having now about people wanting to do something for the Bahamas?
I think that that has been the one thing that, you know, has given the people of the Bahamas hope, is that we've seen such love, an outpouring of love from, I mean, pretty much across the globe. Like, looking at, you know, I have people in Australia, people, you know, in London that have, you know, I've had friends that have reached out to me to say, how can I help? What is it that I can do to help? I mean, we have, you know, other islands in the Caribbean that have been affected by previous hurricanes, and they've stepped up and said, hey, you know, how can we help the Bahamas? And so just from what we've seen so far with the different GoFundMes, we have, you know, people like NBA player Buddy Hield, who's a native to the Bahamas, who's reached out. We have so many ambassadors out there that, you know, they just, you know, their time, and people that have spent time in the Bahamas have just been like, I remember my vacation there. That was the greatest time of my life. I can't believe this is happening to you all. How can we help? And so that type of love and outpouring has just been phenomenal, phenomenal.
Yeah, of course, here in Atlanta, efforts are underway to do what we can for the island. Is there a website, too, where people can go?
Right now, the best website, I would say, that actually has a list of all the different options would be the www.bahamas.com/relief, and they'll actually give you a list of all of the different options as far as the different GoFundMes, the different organizations, whether it be Bahamas Red Cross, Rotary Club, and you know, even Atlantis and some of the hotels have set up pages where you can donate The person, the organization that's spearheading everything is, of course, NEMA. And so you can always go to the NEMA website to, you know, find out more information. But also, if you are close to any Bahamas consulate, we have consulates in Miami, Atlanta, D.C., London. So any Bahamas consulate is also taking donations. And so you can always just reach out to the nearest Bahamas consulate in the United States.
So we're talking to Jamil Minnis, who is son to the Prime Minister of the Bahamas. To see your home country devastated, so Jamil, how does this make you feel?
I mean, you know, there was, like, for the past 2 nights where it's just hard for me to even go to sleep because there's a sense of guilt, because here on the island of Nassau, a lot of us, you know, we still have power, we still have running water, and so, you know, sometimes when I turn on a light, I'm just like, wow, you know, I have electricity, and there are people that are, you know, in a building, and they're sharing the building with 300 other people, and, you know, they're maybe sitting on a floor with a blanket, and I'm fortunate right now, so it's just touching, and it's just hard to kind of fathom, you know, the fact that I have relatives, and the thing about Bahamas is that someone is so close to you, you know, you always are just 1 degree of separation from someone on a different island, and so it's just, you know, it's hard to sometimes just even close your eyes at night knowing that your people are suffering out there.
Jamil Minnis, I'd like to thank you for your time. We are with you. We love you. I'm sure that we'll talk to you again soon, hopefully.
Thank you so much for your time.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.